set your affection on things above. I want to preach to you this morning on heavenly affections. Now, Wednesday night, you can go ahead and be seated. Wednesday night, we had a wonderful service, and the Spirit of the Lord came by and talked about living on a different level. And the Lord really challenged folks to move higher. And right after revival is a great time to see where we're living in the Lord and take inventory and see where God has brought us from and where we are at. And I really only kind of got through the some of the opening remarks, and I really didn't get to the five things that I really think we want to set our affections on. And in Colossians 3 and 2, the Bible said that we should set our affections, or we should set our love, on things that are above. So the Bible tells us what to love. You know, the Bible also tells us what not to love. For the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. So the Bible is not only interested in things that we are to love, but the Bible also gives us those negative times that there are things that we should not love. So I want to make sure this morning that my love and my affections are set on things that are from above, or godly, God-approved affections that will bless my life and throughout eternity continue to reap the rewards over and over and over again. How many want to set your affections on things above? The Bible said, if ye then be risen with Christ. So there is a prerequisite there. There is that new birth. There is that passing from the old life into the new life. There has to be that saving experience. There has to be that calling out of darkness and into the marvelous light of the gospel to begin to set your affections on things above. Otherwise, the things that I talk to you about today will be unimportant, irrelevant, and uninteresting. But if you've been born again and you know you're a child of God and you've passed from death unto life through Jesus Christ, I believe there's affections inside of our heart today that are reaching for things above. And that's where we left the service Wednesday night. Amen. We had our hands up. We had our hands reaching for those things that come from above. John said, every good and perfect gift cometh down from above. Amen. So if we look up this morning, I believe we could find encouragement if we'll set our affections on things above. But the first thing I believe we ought to have affection for is the presence of the Lord. Notice what the psalmist said in 27 and 4 of Psalms. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. It was the psalmist that said as well in 122:1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you the first thing, the first heavenly affection for a child of God? Amen. I believe all to want to be in the presence of the Son of God. Amen. The greatest thing about being in the house of the Lord today, amen, is not the preaching or the singing, because that ushers us into the presence of the Lord. The greatest thing is being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. To think that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords so humbly is able to come down today and tabernacle with me and with you. And when you crossed over the threshold into this sanctuary, it was not just another full four-walled building. It was not a building like unto anything that there is in this world, but it is the sacred dwelling place of the Most High God. And more than that, many, many years ago, there was another wall that had to be torn down, and it was the wall of my heart that had separated me from God. And so not only is the presence of God in this building, and thank God for that. Amen. That's why I don't believe that in the house of the Lord we ought to be distracted. Amen. I don't think it's a place to be doing homework and chewing bubble gum and fiddling and tiddling and passing babies and showing off and fashion shows. I don't think it's a place for all of that. I don't believe it's a place where we ought to catch up on the latest gossip or see this or that. Amen. I really think there ought to be one thing in our mind. That one thing have I desired. desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I'm wondering this morning, in God's house, what would happen. Amen. If desire broke out in our heart, if a fevered desire broke out in my soul, that said, I'd like to be endued with the power from the Spirit of God. Amen. I'd like to come in contact with the glory of God. And I've got you in the house of the Lord, and you're in the presence of God. But I'd like to go one step further and let the presence of God get in you. Amen. That's really what the Old Testament tabernacle was about. It was about showing us that it was not just us getting into the presence of God, but it was a shadow, it was a foretaste. But in the New Testament, it was not just men coming into the presence of God, but it was the presence of God getting into men. It was Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the problem many of our services. We spend all our time trying to get people in church, get them in the presence of God, but we don't get the presence of God in them. Amen. Oh, the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. You realize there were 55 people on the absentee list. Some of them are sick, but some of them looked out the window this morning and saw that it was raining, saw it was cloudy, saw the roads were wet, and I said, I just don't think it's worth going to the house of the Lord. It's just not worth getting out of bed. I'm going to roll over, turn off the alarm, and it's a cloudy, it's a good day to sleep in. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen a day good enough that I'd rather be in the bed than in the house of the Lord. I said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad to be in the presence of God. Matter of fact, it may not be the delight of your week. It may not be the zenith or the apex of your week. But I'm going to tell you, friend, when I get to preach and go to God's house, when I get to visit the house of the Lord, and I hear the songs of Zion, and I feel the divine Spirit of God, I'm just going to be flat out honest. It's the greatest thing in the week. I said, it's the best part of the week, not only to get in His house, but to let His presence get in me. I tell you what do you good, sir. I tell you what do you good, ma'am, is to sit instead of sitting there like you always do and say, I'm in the house of the Lord. Why don't you let the Lord of the house get in you? Instead of saying, well, I'm in the presence of the Lord, why don't you let the presence of the Lord get in you? Why don't you let the presence of the Lord get in your hands? Let those hands get to clapping. Let that foot get to tapping. Let that soul get to stirring. Let that song get to singing. Oh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Anybody know anything better than being in the presence of God? I said anything better. I said anything better. I said anything better. I don't know why I'm up against the wall right here. Amen. I thought I'd get everybody on my side. It's not even tight yet. That's coming on point number four. That's about 20 minutes from now. Amen. Maybe we've been listening to too much Fox News. Maybe you need to turn off Rush Limbaugh. Maybe you need to forget Glenn Beck. Maybe you need to put off Sean Hannity and get your Bible out and realize that we are blood-bought children of God, and we're going to a heavenly city. And what the only thing that really matters, if this country goes to hell in a handbasket, I'm still part of the church that's leaving here. I said I'm still part of the church that's dancing in the fire. That God promised He's going to take care of the church. I said God promised that He'd take care of the church. I'd rather be a born-again, Bible-toting, true blue, genuine, red-hot, genuine, devil-chasing, sin-killing, Jesus-exalting child of God than anything the world has to offer. I said I'd rather be in the house of the Lord. I'd rather some of you young folks feel the presence of God right now than hitting a home run, getting a degree, getting a promotion. I said get in the presence of the Lord. I said get in the house of God, but let the God of that house get in you. Hey God, I know it's Sunday morning, amen, but they're not going to be back Sunday night. I say God, they're not coming back tonight, so let me try to to shake them up right now. Let me try to stir them right now. Let me try to remind him that they used to be the one that ran. They used to be the one that danced. They used to be the one that spoke in tongues and testified and shouted. Let me remind them of the day when they hit the altar and God washed their sins away and he wrote their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they went chucking and jiving all over this building and rolling and shouting and speaking in tongues. I said, God, take them back to the day that they said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I'd rather feel the presence of an almighty God. Amen. Oh, God, this morning, I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say, oh, God, send a revival. I say, stir up a revival inside of us. If ye be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Have we spent so much energy chasing the things of this world? Have we spent so much energy chasing the things of this world that when we come into the house of God, we don't have any energy left? We have no zeal left. We have no fervency left. We have nothing left to offer up to God. But I say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I say that great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. I said, let everything that had breath, let it praise ye the Lord. I said, I'd rather be right here right now. I said, I'd rather be right here right now. I'd rather be right here right now than anywhere I know. Why don't you just step on the devil's head and say, devil, you are a liar. I'm still blood washed. I'm still covered. I'm still sanctified. I still got praise. I still got joy. I'm going through. I said, I'm going through. I'm going back to Sister Robin's song. Amen. This is the second time that I preach this message, and I haven't got the first point done, but I really feel like heaven wants you to know. I said, you can go through. I said, you can go through. That greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I know the devil is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But great is the Lord. I said, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Why don't we turn our services upside down? And what do you say we have Sunday night on Sunday morning? What do you say instead of having Jubilee on Sunday night? What do you say we do it on Sunday morning instead of shouting tonight? Why don't we shout right now instead of the healing line tonight? Why don't we have it this morning? Why don't we upset our form and say, God, breathe on us? I say, God, stir us. Oh, hallelujah. Set us on fire. Set us on fire. Amen. Come on and lift your hands this morning and say, God, take me through. I say, God, take me through. Hallelujah. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I've sit here long enough. I've sit here long enough. It's time to move. It's time to move. I said, it's time to move. I've sit here and I'm still lost. I said, I'm still lost. It'd be a good day to get saved. I said, it'd be a good day to get saved. You heard me preach last Sunday morning about where the sinner and the ungodly will appear. And you thought about it all week long. And you thought about it. And you thought, my God, if I die lost, I'm going to go to hell. But God gave you another chance. I say, God gave you another day. I say, get saved. I say, come on. Give your heart to Jesus. Get right with God. I say, come on. Now is the time of salvation. Edmund, it'd be a good day to get saved. I say, it'd be a good day to give your heart to the Lord. Maybe travel to walk with you. Hey, Thomas, it'd be a good day to get saved. I say, it'd be a good day to give your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, oh, God, send a revival. I say, God, send a mighty outpouring of your Spirit and take us through. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If ye then be risen,
risen with Christ. Set your affections. I said, set your affections on things above. I'm reaching for you this morning, Lord. I don't care what the morning newspaper has to say. I don't care what the talking head has to say. I'm reaching up. I said, I'm reaching up this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need something from the Lord. Lift your hands up this morning and say, God, would you visit us? Would you visit us this morning? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Sister Robin. Come here for a second. Hallelujah. Let's go back to that song. Let's go right back to I'm going through. Let's go right back to I'm going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just Sister Robin, I don't need anybody else. I just need her right now. Hallelujah. 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 There's some things God wants to take you through. As we read in our Sunday school lesson this morning, Paul, 2 years. Wasn't 2 days, wasn't 20 minutes, wasn't 2 months. It was 2 long years. But God knew where he was at. Just like Joseph in the dungeon, God knew where he was at. And I fear to tell you this morning, God knows right where you're at. You're not forsaken. You're not all alone. God knows the prison. God sees the dungeon. But oh, can I preach to you? Whether it's a fiery pit or whether it's a lion's den, that God is able. I said God is able to come right down. I say God is able this morning to come into this building and to lay his hand on you and for you to feel the Spirit of God and to know it's going to be right. It's going to be right. I said I'm going through. I'm going through. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory. The chorus. Listen to these words. And then we're going to give an altar call. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
I got blessed in the middle of my trouble. I got blessed in the midst of my
in the
struggle.
Midst. In the midst.
I was good to the
not after, but in the middle. In the middle. In the middle. Right now, right now, right now, right now. In the midst, in the midst, in the midst. Not when it was over, but in the midst. Right there. I went through the trial.
I was put to the test.
Woo! Keep singing that for a second. Come here, come here. Give me three. Give me three. Give me three.
I was put to the test.
Come on. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come on up here.
I went through the trial.
Sing it with me. We went through the trial.
Put to the test.
We went through the test. Come here, Daniel. Come here, Daniel. Come here, Daniel.
I went through
he
the
had
trial.
To go through. He had to go through.
I
said he had to go through. He had to go through. Come here, John, on the Isle of Patmos. He said, when nobody knew where I was at, I got in the Spirit of the Lord's day. And I saw things no matter. I went through.
I went through.
I went through. Come here, Paul. Come here, Silas. Come here, Paul and Silas. Come here, Paul and Silas. We went through. We went through. We went through. And at the midnight hour, I said at the midnight hour, I said I went through. I went through. I didn't quit. I didn't stop. I didn't give up. But I kept praying. I kept shouting. I kept preaching. I kept dancing. I kept singing. Oh, hallelujah. I said, I went through. I went through. Hey, Joey, babe, come here for a second. Come here, Brother Joey. Come on this morning. I said, you're going through, brother. I said, you're going through. I said, you're going through. I said, you're going through this morning. Hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. I said, you're going through. I said, you're going through. I say you're going through this morning. I say the devil, the devil, the devil is a liar. Woo!
I went through the trial.
I'm going through. I said I'm going through. Who else is the devil telling you? Who else in this building? The devil says you're not going to get through. You're not going to make it. Sister Rebecca Brown, come on up here. Come on, come on. Who else? Not that she said that. I just feel like the Lord needs to help her this morning. Amen. But you say, I don't know if I'm going to get through. I don't know how long. I don't know how long either. I said, I don't know how long either. It may be a weekend. It may be a month. It may be 2 years like Paul. But I know this, that Paul said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. I said, David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I said, he is with me and I'm going through. Anybody else? Anybody else? We'll stop this service for these two. That's fine. Here's Brother Steve. Three. Wayne.
I went through a trial.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Don't tell me the devil doesn't want to stop you. Don't tell me the devil doesn't want you to quit now. He doesn't care how long you serve God. He doesn't care how long. He doesn't care who your mom or daddy is. He doesn't care what position you hold. He doesn't care anything about it. I said he'll try to get you on your last breath. I said he'll try to get you the last day or the last mile. But come on, we got to finish. I said we got to go through. I said we got to go through. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, and I'm running for my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me,
you feel like praying with any of these right now, I say lay your hand on them and tell them they're going through. Hallelujah. I said we're going through. I say we're going through.